I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A Chicago-based fiscal watchdog is throwing cold water on Governor Bruce Rauner's budget proposal. This comes as top leaders enter the final weeks of budget negotiations. Daisy Contreras has more.
The Civic Federation says the governor's plan is too optimistic about savings and revenues that could fall through. One possible source of money is selling Chicago's Thompson Center, which has stalled since Rauner first proposed it 3 years ago. Lawrence Missal, president of the group, says the governor's spending plan is much closer to being balanced than previous years. But the money he's counting on might not be available this fiscal year.
It's fine to be optimistic, but you need to have a contingency plan for if your optimism isn't met by reality, and if the state doesn't enact those savings, then the state shouldn't be spending money it doesn't have.
Missal says he's not entirely opposed to the governor's plan. He likes the ideas that could increase savings, like cutting state funding for health insurance plans for teachers, university employees, and retirees. I'm Daisy Contreras.
A state task force will work to expand virtual health care to Illinois residents who live in rural areas. Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti chaired the group's first meeting Wednesday. They identified ways for the state's Medicaid program to provide health care through the use of technology. Sanguinetti says the state's rural residents often go without needed access to health services because of where they live. She adds it's possible to expand care at a lower cost by using technology to connect patients and doctors. The initiative also is one of the ways the state hopes to integrate behavioral and physical health services. The 18-member task force is made up of health professionals and advocates from around the state. In other news, it's not all business and no play at the state capitol. Sister Jean and a few members of the Loyola Ramblers Final Four men's basketball team paid a visit to lawmakers yesterday. Coach Porter Moser spoke on the House floor, recognizing the team's accomplishments on and off the court.
At Loyola, we are tied with Harvard for the number one graduation rate in the country academically in the athletic department. And I can see Sister right now clenching her fists because I said that one time and she corrected me. She said, no, Porter, Harvard's tied with us.
Sister Jean gained notoriety through prayers for the Ramblers and their opponents before each game. She led the Senate and House in prayer, making sure to end with an amen and go Ramblers. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer says the Food and Drug Administration should immediately ban e-cigarette flavors like candy and cookies that can appeal to young people. WSIU's Brad Palmer talked with a local doctor who's worried about the number of teens using the smoking devices.
Dr. Ronald Chediak is a pediatrician at Heartland Regional Medical Center in Marion. He says one of his big concerns is e-cigarettes contain trace amounts of chemicals, such as formaldehyde, and the long-term effects of these chemicals are unclear.
That's exactly what seems to have been happening with the e-cigarettes. They were marketed as a safer alternative. Since when was putting recreational chemicals of any kind into your body safe?
Dr. Chediak says teenagers are much more likely to get addicted to substances than adults. He says it's unclear whether it's physiological or simply because teens aren't set in their ways yet. I'm Brad Palmer.
A Union County man is headed to prison on firearm and burglary charges. The Union County State's Attorney's Office says 21-year-old Kobe Broadway of Anna has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to one count of unlawful possession of a stolen firearm and one count of residential burglary. Broadway was indicted on the firearms offense after an investigation by Illinois State Police found he took a pistol from a car parked at a Dongola home back in July of 2016. Broadway was indicted on the residential burglary charge after an investigation by the Union County Sheriff's Office showed he burglarized a home near Ware in May of 2017.